with Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. For the first time since July, oil and gas regulators have approved permits for fracking in California. That alarms some environmental and health advocates, but the oil industry says this is helping as the COVID-19 crisis continues. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
Late last week, the state issued 24 new fracking permits to a company called Aera Energy in Kern County. The decision comes 9 months after the state imposed new regulations on fracking and asked for a scientific independent review of the permitting process. Cindy Pollard is a spokesperson for Aera. She says the permits come at a critical time as the price of oil has severely decreased.
It's going to allow us to get back to producing the oil and giving the public the confidence that we're doing so safely and responsibly.
Environmentalists want a statewide fracking ban and say with COVID-19, the timing couldn't be worse. Juan Flores is a Kern County community organizer with the Center for Race, Poverty, and the Environment.
We live in one of the most polluted areas of California. To use such an extraction method that not only pollutes the air but pollutes the water, it's just putting an even heavier burden on our community.
Authors of a new Harvard study found that not decreasing pollution during this pandemic could potentially increase the death toll and hospitalizations. That's why advocates say it's so important to stop oil fracking in California. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
Governor Gavin Newsom's budget proposal to expand Medi-Cal coverage to undocumented seniors may be on the chopping block. When asked about the expansion, he told KQED that the budget is changing, but it's too soon to say how.
Across the board, everything has to be considered. The things we would like to do, I don't know that we can do.
Health and immigration advocates are pushing back. They're asking the governor to implement the expansion right away so uninsured seniors can access care during the pandemic. Rachel Lynn Gish is with a consumer advocacy group called Health Access.
We cannot successfully combat coronavirus or any future pandemic or public health crisis if our immigrant communities are left out of care.
Right now, undocumented children and young adults up to age 26 can sign up for Medi-Cal. Communities of color in California do not appear to be disproportionately impacted by the coronavirus like in some other states. Governor Gavin Newsom released some data Wednesday that shows cases of the virus generally mirror the racial makeup of California's population. But he warned it's not a full picture due to inadequate testing and incomplete data.
Based upon the 37% of our data that's in, we are not seeing that, but I caution you, the data is limited to that current sample size. We will get more of that information in.
In Louisiana, 37% of the state's population is Black, while African Americans make up 70% of the people who've succumbed to the virus. Governor Gavin Newsom announced a deal to buy 200 million masks each month to help California battle the coronavirus. He's asking the legislature for funding to purchase the masks and other protective equipment. Eventually, the state could spend up to $1.4 billion on supplies for healthcare and other frontline workers.
We need to coordinate and organize our nation-state status as we can only in California with our procurement capacity that quite literally a second only to the United States itself.
Newsom says California may share some of its supplies with other states that need them. Heavy rain will fall at times in the Inland Empire tonight, according to the National Weather Service. A winter storm warning will remain in effect until 5 a.m. Friday in the mountain communities above 5,500 feet in Riverside and San Bernardino counties. A flash flood warning is also in effect throughout the county until Friday afternoon. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.